Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Tuesday night. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given me the opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all of you that are listening to this broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to this broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines are open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, to contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD, the number 2, MAN at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we'll give unto you. Praise be to God. So without further ado, we're going to get ready to go into our lesson tonight. For those of you that has been following us on Blog Talk Radio, once again, you know how we do this. We know that we don't just go into the lesson without praying. For those of you who are new listening to us on Blog Talk Radio, before we go into the lesson or any teaching, preaching, anything, we always open up with prayer. Amen. So therefore, on that note, wherever you listen to me at, why don't you join in with me? Let us pray together. Let us petition the Lord together, not only the presence of His Spirit, but what His Spirit can give unto us that we so desperately need. Amen? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we come before you once again on this blessed Tuesday. For some of us, it's Wednesday morning. For others, it may be Wednesday evening. But regardless of what day it is, Lord, we come before you on this blessed day. It is blessed because you have blessed us to see it and to be in it. And therefore, Lord God, tonight, this day, and whatever time zone that we're in and dealing with the word we're about to go into, we petition you once again. We come to you in humility, acknowledge that all truth, all knowledge is in your possession. All understanding, all revelation is in your possession. And it's through your Spirit that you reveal unto man that which he need to know. So, Lord, this day, we come before you, not only petition you for the presence of your Spirit, but what through your Spirit you can give us that we so desperately need. And so, Lord, this day we need revelation. We need the light and understanding of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. So, Lord God, this day and forever, we will give you glory and honor and praise, and we will magnify you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for his word. I want to open up in the Bible from the book of Jude, verse 3. The book of Jude, verse 3. And in case some of you say, well, what chapter? Well, Jude only got one chapter. So, therefore, I said verse 3. Amen. Jude, verse 3. If any of y'all looking for that, you know, let's be honest, many of us tell you how long we have picked up the Bible. It is the book before the book of Revelation. Jude, verse 3. Sunday night, I opened up this new series with about three opening scriptures, and I'm going to use one of them tonight to open up into the lesson that we're going into tonight. Amen. That is Jude, verse 3. Amen. Praise be to God. And the third verse says, Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. 10 for the faith. Stand for the faith. Declare the faith. Declare what the word of God says by faith, what God calls right or what God calls wrong. Sunday night, I begin a new series. The overall subject is the Jehovah's Witness. But as I explained to those of you who was listening Sunday night, and for those of you who are first-time listeners, I want to encourage you, as you listen tonight, go back to the beginning on Sunday night. I always encourage those who just come in, you know, if I'm doing a series, to listen to all of it, that you may get the whole understanding of what the subject is about. Now, once again, I open up about the Jehovah's Witness, and this whole series is on the Jehovah's Witness, but it's, as I said before, it's going to be broken up into parts. Sunday, I open up with Jehovah's Witness, the founder. We talk about who founded the Jehovah's Witness. Was he or she a born-again believer? We talked about that. So on Sundays, it will be Jehovah's Witness, the founder, about the one who had founded Jehovah's Witness, who was Charles Taze Russell. Now tonight, we on another part concerning the Jehovah's Witness, and it's Jehovah's Witness, the Trinity. And so on Tuesdays, that's what this subject is going to be on Tuesdays, about the Jehovah's Witness, the Trinity. And it's going to go like that each week until I give you all the information needed to give, okay? Now, some of you say, well, why are you doing this? So the reason why I'm doing this is so that it won't be all bunched up in one broadcast, okay? And many times it's more helpful to people when you break it down in parts like that, okay? Because when you're teaching even the Word of God, God showed me you got to go at a certain pace. You don't want to rush things or boggle things up. You want to go at a certain pace. Amen? Praise be to God. Now, tonight, once again, it's titled Jehovah's Witness to Trinity. And in this whole series, no matter what part or what is what in this whole series, I will be giving you what the Jehovah's Witness believe, what they teach, and I'm going to give you what the Word of God say from the Bible. Now, and from the word of the Lord. Now, the Bible told us that we must contend for the faith. And it's sad to say that so many Christians are being quiet on the front lines, while the devil and the world just run and run shot over the church. When it comes to abominable acts being done, the many of the saints are being quiet. And even when they're approached by the thing, they're too scared to talk. Listen, as a Christian, and I'm not trying to teach you to be a renegade person, but as a Christian, if you're going to walk this Christian walk with Christ, you're going to have to learn to stand on what God say. It can't be no hiding in the bushes, you know, or you talking about, I don't want to say nothing because I don't want to offend people. It can't be none of that. Tell you something, and once again, I'm not trying to teach you to be a renegade Christian, but when you walk as a Christian, you're going to offend people. Now, once again, it's different between, I ain't telling you to go out there, you know, purposely trying to find somebody. But when you're contending for the faith, when you're standing on the word of God, when people are coming up saying God said this and God said that, and you know in the word that God didn't say it, and you're running and sitting over there being quiet because you're too scared to open your mouth, glory. And listen, we're heading to the time right now, you got a decision to make. Either it's going to be all Jesus or not. Now, some of you won't speak up and stand for what the Word of God said because you're afraid of the backlash. You're afraid that some of your family members going to quit talking to you, which that's a big chance they will. You're afraid that some of your friends will quit associating with you, which a big chance that will happen. But here's the thing. Is Jesus number one with you or are they number one? I leave that with you. Now, once again, we're on tonight's subject is Jehovah's Witness, the Trinity. And tonight, we're going to look at and talk about what do the Jehovah's Witness say concerning the Trinity, okay? What is it that they have to say? And then I'm going to go into the Word of God with you to give you what God says, amen? Now, in saying this, in this part of the series, Jehovah Witness to Trinity, as in researching and looking this thing up, there are going to be five questions, and I think it's going to be around five questions that we're going to answer in this series. Now, we're not going to answer it all at one time. That's why I told you that each Tuesday is going to be Jehovah Witness to Trinity. If the Lord say the same, each Tuesday is going to be Jehovah Witness to Trinity. But by the time we finish up this part, dealing with the Trinity, we would hopefully been in answered all five questions. Now, we're going to start with one of them tonight, one of the questions tonight, as we talk about the Trinity. And to talk about what the Jehovah Witness has to say, what the Word of God has to say. Okay. Now, some of you have heard some Christians talk about the Trinity. Okay. And they mentioned the Trinity. And as we go on further in this series, as these days come, we're going to talk a little bit more on that, on what it's actually called. But right now, for right now, since we're dealing with this part one here, we're going to talk about it, the Trinity. And as I said before, some of you have heard some Christians mention the Trinity. Okay. Now, I'm going to give you what the Jehovah Witness say about the Trinity. You know, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Okay. And then I'm going to go into the Word of God with you. Now, to answer this question, and the question is, this is what we're going to answer. Not only is we going to show you what the Word of God says versus what the Jehovah Witness said, but we're also answering another question at the same time. Now, the question we're going to answer, okay, is, here it goes, is the Trinity three gods in one? Is the Trinity three gods in one? And if I want to say a B part to this question is, what do the Jehovah Witness say, okay, concerning, quote, the Trinity, okay? Hallelujah. Once again, is the Trinity three gods in one, and what do the Jehovah Witness have to say about the Trinity, okay? Now, I want to give you some information about what the Jehovah Witness say about the Trinity, okay? And I ask that you will give me your undivided attention as I go into this, and then we're going to go into the Word of God, okay? Amen. Now, we know that the Jehovah Witness have a lot of different books, okay? A lot of different books. And one of their main books is called the NWT, or the New World Translation. It's supposed to be the New Translation of the Bible, okay? But they have other books through the years that they have written. So I want to give to you what the Jehovah Witness say about the Trinity. Number one, called Let God Be True. They say the doctrine in brief is that there are three gods in one, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. All three equal in power, substance, and eternity. Okay? They said this is what it said. They go on to say in another group, another book, they the same book, Let God Be True, they said, the obvious conclusion is, therefore, that Satan is the originator of the Trinity doctrine. So they say Satan started the Trinity doctrine. Now, they go on to say in that same book, Let God Be True, sincere persons who want to know the true God and serve him find it a bit difficult to love and worship a complicated, freakish-looking, three-headed God. Okay. Thing they said the Trinity doctrine was not conceived by Jesus or the early Christians. Okay. Now, let me give you one more thing that they say. Now, remember, I told you that one of their main books is called the NWT. Okay. And the NWT supposed to be a translation of the Bible. Okay. Supposed to be a translation of the Bible. Now, as this series goes on, Lord willing, we'll be talking a little bit more on that. But take my word for it right now. They have a book called the NWT. That's their main book. And it's supposed to be a translation of the original, let me put it this way, of the original script of the Bible. Okay? Now, in that book that they have, remember John chapter 1, verse 1, when it says, in the beginning was God. In the beginning was God, the God, the Word was God, and the Word with God. Okay? That's what it said. In fact, let me read that to you. I want to read it to you right. John chapter 1. I want to read it right. Amen. John chapter 1, verse 1. The Word of God said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, in the Jehovah's Witness book called the NWT, this is how it reads. It said, in the beginning was the Word with God, and the Word was a God. Little G. I remember when I was at home one time and some Jehovah's Witnesses came to visit, because we used to live in another part of town, and on a Saturday they used to come and visit. I want to use the word often, but they used to come and visit, you know, pretty regularly one time, especially the neighborhood I lived in. They used to come there a lot. And so they had that book with them. And so the lady that was talking to me, that was a Jehovah's Witness, she would read from that book, and I glanced down and looked at their quote verse, and that verse said, "A God," and I looked at it, and I said, "A God." I said, "No, Jesus is not." See, they call Jesus A God, little G, okay? And when you listen to them, they say that there's two gods, okay? Y'all still with me? They say that there's two gods, okay? Now, I read to you what they said about the Trinity doctrine is there's three gods in one. So they let you know that the reason why they say that, they're letting you know they don't believe that. You know what? I agree with them. But what I don't agree is that they're saying that there's two gods. And Jesus is a little God. He's a what they call a mighty God, but not almighty God. So they're saying there's two gods. Now, remember our question was, is the Trinity three gods in one? Okay? And when you look at it from what the Jehovah's Witness saying, what they're saying is true, they're saying that there are two gods. Well, I'm here to show you the answer to the question, is the Trinity three gods in one? No. Is there more than one God? No. And we're going to look at the scriptures on that. Amen? So the first place we want to go to, let's go to the book of Isaiah chapter 45. The book of Isaiah chapter 45. Now, some of you may say, well, why are you talking about Jehovah's Witness, blah, blah, blah? Listen, some of y'all think that you're going to just stay in a hiding place and you won't be confronted. Listen, you're going to be confronted by these different religions. See, this is what the thing about is about these different religions. You need to, number one, know how to minister to them. Number one, know how to stand, because if you're thinking you're going to rely upon your own strength, Satan will have them telling you stuff that sounds so good you'll believe it. If you didn't know the word for yourself, you would believe it. Now, some of y'all may be wagging and shaking your head. No, no, not me. Okay, keep on believing that. Keep on not getting in the word and relying on your own strength to see what happens. You're going to start quoting and saying stuff that God did not say. You're going to start, quote, believing stuff that is not covered by the word of God. Why? Because it sounds good to you. Amen? Amen. Now, Isaiah chapter 45, verse 5. And 6 is what we're going to look at. And God uses Isaiah, and he's speaking and using Isaiah to speak to us, to declare something to us. Hallelujah. And this is what he said in verse 5. He said, "I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me." Uh-oh. And verse 6, he says, "That they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord. There is none else." Now, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you notice something in verse 5 and 6, a couple of things God kept repeating. He kept saying, "I am the Lord." And then he kept saying, "Besides me, there is no other God. There is no one else." Now, when you find God repeating something to you, he's, number one, trying to get this point over to you real strong, okay? He is making himself very clear that without no shadow of a doubt, so you won't get confused, that he is God and there's none beside him. You understand what I'm saying? None beside him. So therefore, the Trinity doctrine cannot be three gods in one. In fact, you got some Christians that are saying this. Well, the Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, they're three gods, God the Father, God the Son, Holy Ghost. Uh-uh. No, it's not. It's only one God. We just see this in Scripture. And the Jehovah Witnesses themselves, who call themselves correcting this, they're wrong too, because they're saying Jesus is a little G-God, but he's not an almighty God. So they're making it like it's two gods. They're wrong, because there's only one God. And we see here through Isaiah, God said that I am the Lord. Hallelujah. I am the Lord. I am God. Besides me, there's no other. Glory. I sense the Holy Ghost on it. Thank you, Jesus. The witness of the Spirit. Glory to God. He said, besides me, there is no other. Okay? There is no other God. I don't care what the devil tell you. I don't care. You know, some of you, I had a guy ask me today. He said, well, he said, I'm not trying to be funny. How do we know that, quote, what we're saying is true versus other people saying that they're saying other gods? How do we know that they're wrong, that they're not true? I said, well, first of all, and this is where it goes for everybody, you got to have a personal knowing for God for yourself, okay? You got to know. And it's sad to say some that professing to be Christians don't know. Now, notice something he says here. In verse 5. In verse 5, he said, I am the Lord. There is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee. So thou hast not known me. He said, I girded thee. Now, for those of you who may know about what I'm going to say, I want to say it to those who are listening that don't know this. The Bible, when it was originally written, the original writings of the Bible was not in English. Okay? I say it again. The original writing of the Bible was not in English. It had to be translated over to our language. Now, I have the King James Bible, and there's others who had translated, like Wycliffe and all them, and what they did, they translated over to our language. And what was done, for example, like King James, he put our English word to say, our English word means this Hebrew word. So you say, well, why are you telling me this? Because the original for the word girded, God said, I am God, beside me there's no other. He said, I girded thee. So what I did, I looked up, and this is why many of you, you know, don't go without the Holy Spirit now. Hear me on that. But it's good to buy you a Bible concordance, because the Bible concordance gives you the original word. So when I look up this word girded, and since girded here is in the Old Testament, I have to look under the Hebrew to see what was the original word there, which is a Hebrew word. And so the original word there for Hebrew word that was there for girded, was alzar, alzar. So when King James was translated this over to the English language, he saw alzar. He said, well, our word girded means the same thing. And so when I look up alzar, what does alzar mean in the Hebrew? The word alzar means to belt, bind, compass about, to gird up or gird with. So you say, well, why are you giving me this? Well, see, when the Lord told him, he said, I am the Lord. There is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee. I belt you. I bind you about. I gird you up. Okay? Let me take you deeper. Since the word azar means a belt, we can think of a couple of things, and one thing that a belt is used for, okay? A belt can be used to hold your pants in place, and a belt is also used to keep your pants from falling. Uh-oh, what is he saying? So since God said, I am the Lord, and there is none else, there is no God beside me, I girded thee, in other words, God is saying, I held you up. I kept you from falling. I held you up with my power, with my word. I kept you from falling into the hands of your enemies. Now, here's the question. He said right there in that verse, I girded thee, though thou hast known me. How many people today has God girded up, but they still don't know him? Glory. Still don't know him. Not taking the time to spend time with him. Don't know him. God had been holding them up and keeping them from falling into certain traps and stuff like that, but they won't take time to know God. And so, therefore, see, God was using Isaiah. He was talking to Israel, the literal Israel. Now, what did that mean today? The spiritual Israel, who is what? Born-again believers. Because we're told in the Bible, in the book of Galatians, that you become a child of Abraham by faith, not just a child of God, but you're a child of Abraham by faith because why? You believe in Jesus Christ, who is Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. So God said, to put it plain, he said, I am God. Besides me, there is none, no other God. So therefore, the Trinity teaching about three gods in one is wrong. There is no three gods in one. There is one God. And so I gave you what the Jehovah's Witness said in their book NWT, calling Jesus an A-God. They're wrong because they're making it like there's two gods. There is only one God, as we see according to Scripture right here. Amen? Amen. Now, let's look at another witness. Let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 2. Now, remember, for those of you who just listening in this series, I told you, I told those who were listening Sunday that when we go into the Scriptures, we're going to go by God's protocol. Now, God's protocol, he said, in establishing his word, is the mouth of two or three witnesses. Amen? So we're going to go to the mouth of two or three witnesses when we're dealing in this, from the Scriptures to give the actual answer to these questions and to deal with what's the truth of what the Word of God says. Now, 1 Timothy chapter 2, okay, and what I want to read verses 1 to verse 5, but the key verse is going to be verse 5. Amen? 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to verse 5. Now, look what the Word of God says. It says, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. Verse 5. For there is what? One God. You can see that. There is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. See, Paul said there's one God. There's not a bunch of gods. So I don't care if a Jehovah Witness or anybody else proclaiming to be a Christian, if they're telling you that there are three gods, the Trinity is three gods, they're wrong. And the Jehovah Witness is wrong when they're trying to tell you that Jesus is a little God, a God, little G. If they tell you that there's God, Almighty God, and Jesus just a mighty God, and making it two gods, they're wrong. There's only one God. Amen? We say that in the Scripture, there is one God, one true living God. Amen? And Paul is used to declare to us that there is one God. And see, notice that verse 1 started off in this second chapter on prayers. Okay? See, he let us know that the act of prayer for all men is good and acceptable in the sight of who? Of the only God. Notice what he said. That the giving of thanks, verse 1, be made for all men. Giving of thanks to who? To the one God. To the one God. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, all these other idol gods, now, they don't teach you how to love all men. They don't teach you how to love all men. All these other idol gods don't be teaching you how to really pray for men, pray for them to despitefully use you or hate you. No, but the true living God does, the one God, the only God, the same God that said, beside me there is no other. You have some that teach that the God of the Old Testament is different from the God of the New. No, that's the same God, same God. He said there's one God. Amen. Not no two gods. If there were two gods, then Paul would say, okay, this is another God. This is a New Testament God. He didn't say that. He said there's only one God. Amen. One God. One true and living God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. No, the Holy Ghost just witnessed in my spirit. I thank God for his spirit. Glory to God. Now, I want to read another verse to you. Now, this comes out of the message that the Lord Jesus Christ sent through his angel, the Elijah. You know, Jesus said in Matthew 17, when you get a chance, read it for yourself. He said, I was sending Elijah truly shall first come and what? Restore all things. Amen. And then he goes on to tell you who Elijah was. It's no other than John the Baptist. And when he said that Elijah's going to come and restore all things in that 17th chapter of Matthew, guess what? John the Baptist was already dead. So why would Jesus tell him that he's coming to restore all things he was already dead? Because he was letting you know that he was coming back. Amen. That Jesus was going to send him back. Amen. And then in Malachi chapter 4, Malachi, you know, he when in the last prophet per se of the Old Testament, God gave to him, he said, behold, I will send Elijah before the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Well, see, Elijah is the resurrected John the Baptist. And the great and dreadful day is the return of Christ. Amen. So he said, I'm going to send Elijah before that day. Okay. So Jesus had been sending the Elijah, his angel, the resurrected John the Baptist, since 1927, all the way to 1994, thus far. 120 times. Times to a brother named Brother Otto Fetting from 1927 to 1933. And then to a brother named Brother W.A. Drays from 1937 to 1994. Total 120 times thus far. He's going to continue to come or be sent by Jesus until the work is finished after this pattern. Now, in the message that he called the 48 message, and see, when Jesus sent him to bring the word, it was titled in messages, okay, from the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the Elijah, once again, he don't come here bringing the message on his own time. He don't be walking around in heaven and say, you know what, I think I'm going to go down there and visit these people, give them a message from the Lord Jesus. No, he comes when Jesus sends him. So in the message called Message 48, meaning it was the 48th time that Christ sent the Elijah, June the 17th, 1940. I want to read one of these verses to you, of what he said that goes with this subject we talk tonight. Amen. Now, here's what the Word of God said. He said, I have chosen ye my servant this day, and my eyes shall be open toward you, and I will hear your prayers before my children. I will hearken in all that you call for unto me. And this is what the Lord is saying. Now, get this. He said, I will make known to all the earth that I am God, and there is none else, say your Lord. Did you hear that? Jesus didn't change from, quote, the Bible times to this modern day word he's given today by saying, well, there's another God. No. He said, I am God, there is none else. God didn't change that. Amen. And see, another thing that struck me is when he said he's going to make known to all the earth that he is God and there is none else. So that means that all the earth don't know this yet. Amen. That's why you got all the one reason why you got all these idol worshipers. You got Hindus, got what they say, 1 million gods, Islam, worshiping Allah. That's not the true and living God. So that's why you got all these religions worshiping these other gods, Buddha and all that. But see, Jesus said the time gonna come that he's gonna make known to all the earth that he is God and there's none else. Amen. That's why right now when you tell them about the true and living God, they're trying to uplift their own God, okay? But see, God, for the time going to come, they're going to know that there is one God, and besides him, there is none else. Amen? So, therefore, the Trinity teaching of three gods in one is not true. And therefore, what the Jehovah Witnesses are telling you, that there are more than one God, that there's two gods, that's not true. There is only one God, okay? One God, not two, three, four, five, six, I don't care how many. No. Amen? And see, God said, God is not going to accept nobody being over him, okay? So I don't care how many people claiming, well, that's your God, but we got our own God. It ain't the true and living God. It ain't the true and living God. Amen? The true and living God says, that he is God, and besides him, there is no other. There's none else. Nobody, no one else. But see, according to the word of the Lord, see, everybody here on earth don't know this yet. But they're going to know. They're going to know. And either they're going to know either to the point of the good or to the bad, okay? You see, and to the way where they know at time and be saved, or they're going to know and they're going to end up being lost because it's too late, okay? But they're going to know. They're going to know if even if they don't repent. You know, what I'm trying to say is this. See, some people, you think that everybody that God does something for, or even come to the knowledge of there is a God, think everybody's going to receive him? No. Everybody's not going to see. There's going to be some people that's going to know God did some stuff for them and still ain't going to accept them. Why? Because their own way is going to be more important to them than the Lord's. Amen. See, that's why you got some sinners know at some point concerning, okay, God did this for me. But because they want to live that life, they don't want to give up that sinful life. They want to do whatever they want to do. And, you know, they like, well, no, I'm not ready. Okay? Because they don't want to turn their life loose. Okay? Because some have, you know, heard about that, hey, you got to go to set to walk in holiness. And many of them don't want to walk in holiness. They want to do their own thing. But they do want to reap, quote, the benefits from the Lord. So, Lord, whatever good you have for me, give it to me. But as far as me serving you, giving my life to you, I'm not ready to do that yet. Okay? I want you to do for me now, but I'm not ready to do something for you. But I want you to do for me. See, that's really the attitude of what they're setting up. And you know what? It's sad to say it ain't just the sinners. Some Christians are doing the same thing. You know, don't want to surrender. Don't want to walk in holiness. Don't even want to strive walking holy. But you want all the benefits from God. You say, God, keep blessing me. God, heal me. God, this and that. You want all of that. But when it comes to you really submitting to God and giving your life to Christ, you say, I'm not ready yet. Okay, well, guess what? Pray you get ready for it too late. I say it again. I pray that you get ready for it too late. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. As Brother Freddie Price would say, hallelujah. You know, so therefore I say the same thing. Amen. Jesus is Lord, people. He is Lord. He is God. You know, besides him, there is no other. Amen. There's no other God besides him. So, you know, with this Trinity, and like I told you, you know, we used to live in another part of town, and like I said, the Jehovah's Witness, and you know, I had to give Jehovah's Witness credit in one thing on this. I got to give them credit. When it comes out of going house to house, they there. Now, I have to give them credit on that. They go house to house. And when we lived in another part of town, most of the, and most times you see them, and many of y'all know this, it's going to be on Saturday, okay? And many of them Saturdays, they had come to my house, okay? And, you know, trying to, and for one thing, if you got any Christian literature, if part of them accepted, you can counsel that. They ain't accepting. They ain't accepting. But one of the things, see, God would have let you experience things so you can learn something, even concerning these other groups and other religions, so you can learn how to minister to them. And so when they kept coming to my house on different Saturdays, I started learning things about them. Amen. And see, this is where even some Christians get caught in a snare, because some Christians, because they won't study the Word of God, won't spend time with God, won't get to know God, won't get to learn God, people like Jehovah's Witness or other groups can come and say stuff that sounds good to them, and they all of a sudden they're confused now. Oh, man, I never thought of it that way. I'd be like, for real? Oh, man, this, you know, they could be, you know. And now they're confused about God now, okay? They're confused about God. And I'm here to tell you, and I pray those of you that are listening will hear what I'm saying. If you, on a personal level, I stress the word personal with quotation marks around it. If you, on a personal level, don't get to know God through his word and in prayer, you're a wide-open target to be deceived. You can come speak with your chest out. You can have your head in the air thinking I'm strong, ain't nobody going to deceive me. All you want to. You can claim that all you want to. But when the smoke clears, And as my brother Emmanuel say, at the end of the day, you'll find yourself saying and doing stuff that's not of God because you rely upon your own strength. Listen, if you don't see the word of God being the strength that you need, the thing that you need to lean on, depend on to overcome deception, then you're going on your own strength and you're going to lose, period. You're going to lose. I don't care how strong, I don't care how gifted, talented you are, it don't make no difference. If you don't get to know Christ for yourself personally, yourself, okay, yourself. Husbands, when the wife don't want to go to Bible study, you need to go. Wives, when the husband don't want to go to Bible study, you need to go. Amen? You got to know, this thing got to be personal. And one of the problems in the church is that people are looking at other people. And, you know, and they're not looking at it, this got to be personal. If it ain't personal, glory, you're not going to make it. Because I'm going to tell you something. You ain't seen, we think we've seen some rough stuff now. We have seen some rough things, but we ain't seen the roughest of the rough yet. See, over there in other countries now, we got brothers and sisters in Christ. They're suffering over there for the gospel's sake, for real. I mean, they getting beat up. They getting put in jail. Oh, yeah. Oh, well, you say, well, how come that ain't reported? Do you think the news is going to report all that, some Christian being put in jail? No, they're not going to report that. It's over there, they in jail now. For what? Spreading the gospel. Not for committing a crime, but for spreading the gospel. While we over here in America, we jumping in swimming pools. I'm talking about us as Christian now. I ain't talking about the sinner. I'm talking about us as dealing with Christians. We jumping in swimming pools, having a heyday, and we're saying, this is the God life. Well, if that's the God life, then what kind of life is if our brothers and sisters that's carrying the gospel and being persecuted for the gospel's sake? What is that? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, it will shut down. Sister, Holy Ghost. See, listen. You're going to need to know that word to stand. See, some of y'all, God have had mercy upon for years. You ain't really had no confrontation, but keep on, you finna have it. And they're gonna make you first off, gonna make you look bad. Because when you can't answer, see, especially if you've been a Christian for a while, you're not gonna be able to answer every question. Don't get me wrong. But there's some questions you know that as long as you've been a Christian, you should know. And when you don't know them, you should be embarrassed or convicted at some point. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Some of y'all heard my testimony when that happened to me. And what's so bad about that happened to me when I got lifted in pride. I had been in Christ probably about 7 or 8 years. And I'm thinking, oh, boy, I didn't learn enough. I know stuff now. I'm on my job. Another minister started popping some questions on me. He said, what church you belong to? And I told him. Then he started popping questions on me. And the thing about it wasn't what I would call hard questions. It was questions I should know, but I couldn't answer. You talking about somebody embarrassed. Man, I was so embarrassed. I remember when he did that, I think we had like four and a half hours left maybe before we had to get off work. I didn't even want to keep working. I actually wanted to leave the job right then. I was just too embarrassed. But I made it to 3:30. When I did, when I got in the car, the first thing I went to was to the house, and the first thing I did was pop the books open. And see, God had to light that fire under my feet and open my eyes and said, look, sir, you might have learned something, but you don't know everything. And see, what many of y'all fail to understand, you think that Jesus loved me, and that gives you the scapegoat to not to get to know him. Well, guess what? Keep thinking that way, because a shaking is going to come. And I'm here to tell you, for years, God been merciful, but see, that's going to be pulled back. You're going to be confronted by folks, and then when you can't tell them about the faith, they're going to say, well, you call yourself in the faith, they call yourself being saved, and you don't know nothing about it? How is that? Amen. Well, you say amen, or oh, me, or anyhow, whatever you want to say. But that's God's honest truth. Amen. So if you thinking on that line, all that I'll say to you is keep thinking that way. You'll find out. I promise you, you're going to find out. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to stop it there tonight. We went into three scriptures to show that there is but one God. Okay? two, not no three. Okay. One God. And see, I don't like how even some Christians be tighter. They say, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. No, you're making it like three gods. It's only one God. Only one God. One being, one God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank God for the blessed word of the Lord. Amen. And like I said, doing this series, this is not a series where I'm just, quote, picking out Jehovah's Witnesses and just want to jump all on. No. I'm giving them the word of God, too, for the love God's put in me for them. I want them to know the truth and come out of darkness, as well as many of you. Some of you as Christians may have had the same questions, okay? You may start saying, you know, I kind of wonder about that Trinity thing. You know, is there three gods? Or maybe some Jehovah's Witnesses told y'all, say, hey, Jesus is an A God, little G. And y'all was looking like, oh, man, what? I thought it was just one God, man. Okay, well, they do call Jesus God. Maybe he is a little G God. Well, maybe some of you may have wanted to know this. And so God had blessed so that you could know. So that's why we went in the Word together to look at this thing. Amen. To see this, to see what the Word of God has to say concerning this. Glory to God. And so God showed, see, there ain't but one God. Amen. One God. Not two or three or four or two or 300. You know, like I said, you know, over there, was it Hinduism? I think they got, what, like a million gods? I think that was the last time I heard the number of million. So many of them gods. That's not the true and living God. See, when you find them little G gods, they're really demons. Idols, demons, okay, to deceive man. When man rely upon them, they try to act like the true and living God, okay, and they deceive man. So this is why it's very important that you know Jesus for yourself. Now, the phone number, once again, is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. And I got a few minutes left. But if you got any questions, any comments about the lesson, call me at this number. Prayer request, hey, I pray with you on this broadcast. Not a problem, amen, because that's what we need to do. That's one of the things in our job description is to pray with people. But now, like I said, I want to tell you once again before, if you don't set the mark starting this day to get to know Jesus through his word and in prayer, a mighty shaking, an awakening is going to come in your life personally. See, some of us is taking them for granted. And you think just by you saying Jesus loved me, just take care of everything. You ain't got to do nothing, you know. And you think by saying that ain't going to work. Devil fooling you. Your own mind playing tricks too on you. Because that ain't going to work. Christ is not crazy. He's not dumb, okay? Yes, he loves you. He even loved those that end up lost. But his word is his word. He can't go against his word. Okay? And that's what you must understand too, Christian, that who's been lagging back on that. His word is his word, okay? And see, you've been, God has shown mercy, and you may have been a few years in Christ, and you ain't really had no confrontation about the quote faith that you're supposed to be in. But guess what? Like I said, hold on, it's coming. It's coming. You're going to be confronted about the faith. And see, you thinking you're going to run to a pastor or somebody else to offer you some help. But what are you going to do when nobody else is around? What are you going to do if it's only you? You know, some other religions, they target people. They like to target people by getting them by themselves. You know that? So it's not always. In fact, some of them don't even want to confront you if you're around your pastor or something. They like to get you all by yourself, you know, and start popping these questions on because they feel like, okay, we can get them if they by themselves. You know, it's just like with the devil. The devil, you know, many times he don't like to go against people in numbers. He like to get you all by yourself, okay? So, you know, some these religions, they like try to get you all by yourself, okay? And sometimes their little plan works, you know. They get some people by themselves, start talking yang-yang and all that, and Fred Flintstone talking and all that stuff. The next thing you know, this person is like, I kind of accept what they say. They seem like they're right. And now you're talking about leaving Christianity. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for his word. So, before we go off the broadcast, let us pray. Amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, once again, You bless us with another blessing broadcast. You enable us to go into your word to see what you have to say. And therefore, Lord God, we thank you for this day and opportunity you have given us. So therefore, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I ask, Lord God, that every ear, every heart that was tuned into this broadcast, may they be touched by the Spirit of the living God. And Lord God, may you begin to speak into their heart. And Lord, open their eyes and give them revelation truth of who you are. And let them know the truth, that they be not deceived by any doctrine or darkness teachings from the Jehovah's Witness. So therefore, Lord God, we thank you and we give you glory and honor and praise and we magnify you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, amen and amen. Praise be to God. Glory to the Most High God. Thank God for his precious word. The Lord say the same. Tomorrow night, we'll be looking at another part of the Jehovah's Witness series. It should be Jehovah's Witness, the deity of Christ. Amen. Tomorrow night, look for the advertisement. Praise be to God. So we thank God for the word of truth this day. Amen. So, glory to God. So, once again, I thank God for all you that have been listening. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you and may he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all.
I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just one.